Good day, everybody. From me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of some of our latest God stories. This week, I spoke to Rani Kutsia, who is closing in on the 1/10th way mark in his 10,000 kilometers crosswalk Africa journey, wheeling a wooden cross from Cape Town across Africa to Jerusalem to bring hope, peace, and the love of Christ to Africa through the power of the cross. I also chatted with his former walking partner, Siwe Njoli, who joined him on the road last week and hopes to accompany him for the remaining nearly 1,000-kilometer stretch to the Zimbabwe border. Rani and Siwe previously wheeled across together for nearly 2,000 kilometers from Cape Town to Musina in 2020. The two were in Edinburgh, 80 kilometers south of Bloemfontein, when I spoke to them. Rani said he is grateful to God for Siwe's companionship and physical support with wheeling the cross as they push through a bitterly cold Free State in the midst of the cold snap that currently has South Africa in its grip. "We know each other and we work together and pray together," he said. He said that other than a bruised left shoulder from pushing the cross, he is fit and focused on the mission. Last week, Rani and Siwe met up with peace walker Siyanda Dlamini and his three partners, who have been accompanying him walking across parts of Africa to declare blessing over the continent. The four-man group are currently heading for Cape Town. Both teams were blessed with accommodation at Rondefontein Guest Farm at Springfontein. Rani said he is grateful for many people who have provided him with accommodation and support along the road. He said many motorists stopped and asked him to pray with them, and others stopped for a chat and to be videoed with him and the cross. A TikTok video from one of these roadside encounters has already had over 1 million views. In other news, a national prayer of repentance and fasting gathering for South Africa has been called for the 18th of July at the Entabeni venue in Nongoma, northern KwaZulu-Natal. In an invitation released last week, the National Prayer of Repentance Steering and Organizing Committee says it is with a deep sense of spiritual responsibility and a shared concern for the well-being of our beloved nation, South Africa, that the Lord Jesus is calling all South Africans to a national prayer of repentance and a fasting gathering. He has sent the message to all South Africans through Prophet Kalipa Mboneli and other messengers of the Lord. The committee says the gathering is scheduled to take place from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the 18th of July at the spiritually significant Kwantlizonye, the place where God and people meet, to unite our nation in corporate repentance, fervent prayer, and a collective seeking of divine intervention. We believe South Africa stands at a crucial juncture, necessitating a period of profound spiritual renewal and a recommitment to unity under God. This event responds to a widely perceived spiritual need for national contrition and a turning towards God for the healing and restoration of our land and its people. For true national healing, repentance will include specific acts of contrition from the government, the church, and the kingship, Amakosi. In news from further afield, Step Out in Faith and Evangelism Ministry, led by veteran South African-born evangelist Suzanne Bilance, reports in its latest newsletter that their radio broadcasts to Sierra Leone have impacted a monkeypox outbreak in the nation. An excerpt from the newsletter reads, "From 2nd of May 2025, 1,226 cases of the killer monkeypox raged through Sierra Leone. The only treatment was don't touch and a 3-foot distance kept between all people." Suzanne Pilance speaks on radio almost daily from the UK via WhatsApp. On the 14th of May, she felt the Lord lead her to arrange an interdenominational radio repentance and Holy Communion over radio for the 18th of May, and the Lord would deliver the nation from monkeypox. The people took this seriously and had their bread and juice ready across the nation in all areas of society for the broadcast, and the monkeypox left immediately. According to the newsletter, there have been no new cases of the disease since the 6th of June, and revival has broken out in places, especially prisons. You can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, on Facebook at Gateway News page, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again.